I never committed any war crimes.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kane Archer.
Hi, you're listening to Bonersode 96 for June 11th, 2021. I'm Richard, fourth worst prank call host, and today my producer is Anthony B. Anthony is signaling me to cut the bullshit, so here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Marie?
Yes.
Hey, Marie, it's Richard over here at the postal machine.
And?
I'm just calling to let you know about the work that's going to be done out front of your house tomorrow morning. Our crew's going to be there at about 9 o'clock to set up that new mail delivery net.
I don't know anything about that.
It's for the new APCS mail delivery technology that we're putting in place in the area. So I'm just, you
what
know,
are
kinda,
they doing?
Well, they're going to be tearing out the mailboxes and replacing them with the new mail delivery nets.
Oh, they're tearing out our mailboxes?
Yeah, we're not delivering to mailboxes anymore. You know, that's just kind of an obsolete technology. We're switching over to the new advanced parcel catapult system.
So we're not be going to getting, we're going not going to be getting mail from a box anymore?
Well, yeah, you won't be getting it in a box. It's just going to land in a net. See how it works is the mail truck, it's just going to zip by at top speed. And as it passes, it'll launch your mail out of a high-powered cannon.
All right, you got me.
And then it lands.
What's the next thing?
And then it lands in the net. No, come on, this is serious. You gotta...
No, I can't handle this.
It's too much.
Bye.
All right, have a nice day, Marie. Hello, Gary?
Yeah.
Oh, that was weird. You didn't say anything.
Yeah, I did. Hello?
Is that how you normally answer the phone? You just pick it up and sit there in silence?
No, I answered it. Who is this?
Oh, this is Winston. I'm over here in the APCS department. I just needed to let you know about the work that's going to be done in your neighborhood on Monday. There's just going to be some city trucks in the area, and they're actually going to be installing one of the new air traffic safety lights up on your roof.
You got the wrong number, I guess.
This is Gary, right? Over there on port?
Yeah, you're going to install something on our roof?
Yeah, see, we had to put in some new flight paths here in the area, and your house is directly beneath one of them, and so it's got to have the air traffic safety lights. You know, just to comply with all the aviation rules and everything. So, yep, they're going
to... Why our house, as opposed to all the others in the neighborhood?
Well, there's going to be a few of them. It's not just you. We're not, you know, singling you out or anything, but they're going to be installing the safety lights on your roof on Monday. That's why I was calling, just to let you know, in case you're home.
And what if that causes a leak in the roof?
Oh, no, they're not going to be causing any leaks or anything. They're just going to be bolting in the, it's like a long metal pole kind of thing. It just bolts to the top.
No, I don't want that on the house.
Oh, yeah, it's a requirement, though, you know, just for aviation rules here in the area. If you're beneath a flight path and your roof is over a certain height, got to have it.
No, I don't want it.
Yeah, I understand that you don't want it, but you have to have it. That's the thing.
Why do I have to have it?
Because of aviation rules. I already explained that part of it. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I haven't had any notice of that. I should have been sent a notice if you were going to do something like that.
Well, this is your notice. That's
you don't have my permission to go on the roof.
We don't need your permission, sir.
You do too. It's in my yard.
Well, no, you don't own the airspace, man. You know, we don't need the permission of any homeowner. That's just in the rules. You know, you chose to live here, so you ought to familiarize yourself with the rules around here.
Well, we've been there for 10 years, 11 years. There's been nothing done.
Okay, well, then you have no excuse for not knowing the rules. And anyways, they'll be there on Monday. It's just going to take them a couple of hours. They just have to bolt in the pole and everything, wire it into the grid.
How are you wiring it into the grid? Into my house? Into my electricity?
Yeah. Oh, well, there's going to be a solar panel on it, so it's not going to, like, it's not going to cost you anything. All going to be solar powered.
No, I object. I don't want that. I don't want that put up there.
Oh, I know. I know you don't, honey, but you have to. That's the thing.
Hey, what? Now that's... Who is your boss? Who do you work for?
Well, my direct supervisor is Ira. He's in his office.
Can I speak to him?
Yeah, I can see if he's available. Can you hold for one moment?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Ira. Hey, can you come talk to this idiot? Yeah, I don't know. He's throwing a fit over the safety light thing.
Hello, this is Ira.
Yeah, this is some sort of scam. Hello?
Hello, is this Gary?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Gary. This is Ira Jumping. I'm over here in the APCS department. I understand that you wanted to speak to me about the air traffic safety lights going in.
Why was I not notified about this, or why wasn't the neighborhood association notified?
Well, we don't notify any HOAs.
Call on Friday and say you'll be there on Monday.
Well, yeah, I believe when you spoke to Winston just a few minutes ago, was he not notifying you of the work?
Yes, he was very rude. I don't appreciate anybody calling me an idiot.
You must be mistaken. You must be hearing things, because Winston, you know, he's one of our best.
What gives you the legal right to come into my neighborhood, into my yard, and then onto my roof without notifying me more than 24 hours ahead of time?
Well, they're going to be there on Monday, so that's more than 24 hours.
Well, that's...
But yeah, it's, you know, they just have to bolt in the solar panels and the air traffic safety pole kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't want all that junk on my roof.
Oh, poor guy. Poor little fella. It's going to be okay. You'll see. It's not that big of a deal. It's kind of like having a flagpole on your roof. But just with a bunch of lights.
But I don't want a flagpole on my roof that the wind can blow over and tear the roof out.
Oh, no. It's going to be... That's what the bolts are for, little guy.
I don't... You can't... No, it's my house. It's my roof. It's my yard. I don't want something put up on the roof.
I know, but how are we going to prevent airplanes from just crashing into your roof if we don't put lights on them? You're being silly.
There have been no lights in the neighborhood for 10, 20 years now.
I know, but it's because there's a new flight...
Why is it all of a sudden this today?
Well, because, idiot, there's a new flight path over your roof, and that's why the lights have to go in. I'm pretty sure Winston already explained all of this to you.
Yes, when he called me an idiot, just like you did.
Yeah, well, you are being an idiot, so I don't blame him.
I understand what it is.
What?
In imposing it on my house, on my roof at this time. We're not at the end of the flight path. We're 10 miles from the airport.
Well, I mean, no, not anymore, though. There's going to be planes flying over your roof all the time now. You're directly beneath the new flight path.
They fly over, but they fly over at 3,000 feet.
Well, no, but, you know, that's what the lights are for. They don't know where they are if they don't have those lights. The pilots are usually drunk behind the wheel anyways. I don't think you know anything about airplanes. Just imagine you're sitting there eating your bowl of Cheerios, and a drone just crashes into your roof because there's no lights up there. Would you really want that?
Drones are not going to crash in, and if they do, they're not that big of a deal. An airplane is way different.
Oh, no, you know, like those Amazon drones, they're flying back and forth all the time now, carrying heavy packages, TVs, refrigerators, okay. Teslas.
There's no more point to discussing this. I'm not even sure if you're a legitimate business.
We're not a business.
I don't want you in the yard. I don't want you doing that. Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
Hey, Michael, it's Bobson down here at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Hey, my manager just wanted me to call and ask if the next time you're down here, do you think you could bring back that shopping cart?
Goodbye.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Is OJ around?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, OJ. I was talking to Michael a minute ago. This is Bobson at the grocery store down the road.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to Michael a minute ago, and I think there was some kind of misunderstanding.
Okay.
Is he there with you?
Back up. Okay. Who are you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Bobson. I'm over here at the grocery store.
Okay.
And I was talking to Michael a minute ago, and I think there was some kind of misunderstanding between us, and he just hung up. Is he with you right now?
No, he's not. But what's the problem? Do you need me to come get groceries?
Oh, no, it didn't have anything to do with groceries. I was just asking if Michael could bring back the shopping cart that he took. My manager.
The shopping cart?
Yeah. Yeah, my manager wanted me to call and just ask Michael if he could just bring that back, you know, the next time he's down here or whatever.
Wait, hold up. What did you say your name was?
This is Bobson.
Bobson, are you trying to say that my husband Mike took your shopping cart?
Yeah.
Like you're trying to say that he pulled up and picked up groceries and then put the shopping cart in the trunk and we drove home with it?
Well, he loaded
it. Is that what y'all think happened?
Well, I mean, it's not what we think. We've got him on the security camera and everything, but he loaded it up into a van.
You got him on the security camera?
Yeah, and it's fine. Like, if he needed to borrow it to, you know, move cinder blocks around or whatever, that's no big deal. We're just trying to get that back. That's all.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, we'll check our trunk. Make sure we bring it back.
Well, it wasn't in a trunk. He loaded it into a van.
A van?
Yeah.
Like, well, where in the hell did my husband get a van? Are you telling me he stole your shopping cart and a van? This is getting good.
Well, ma'am, I didn't...
I'd like to see this footage.
Okay, we can show you the footage, but I mean, I'm not...
That would be amazing.
I'm not suggesting that he stole the shopping cart. Like, I'm sure he just needed to borrow it.
Well, apparently he stole a van and a shopping cart. Well, if you got him on video footage putting it in a van, because, honey, we don't own a van.
Well, maybe he borrowed the van from a friend or rented it. I don't know. I'm not saying that he stole anything, ma'am. I'm just asking for the shopping cart back. That's all.
Okay.
Like, there's
no
reason.
We'll get on it then. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, is this OJ?
Hello.
Hi, is this OJ?
Is someone there?
Yes, ma'am. This is Winstina. I'm the manager down here at the... Is this OJ?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm looking for OJ. Is she around, OJ?
He is.
He? Oh, okay. I thought OJ was a woman. I apologize.
You're exactly right. OJ is a man.
Okay, well, can I talk to him? Is he available?
You're talking to him.
You're a man?
Yes, but have you not heard of transgender?
Oh, I've heard of transgender, and that's fine if you have a penis. It's just you told Bobson that you're a woman.
Well, I used to be feminine, but I'm no longer feminine.
All I was trying to do was get the shopping cart back that Michael took.
A shopping cart?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. My caller ID says that this is...
Yeah, that's where I'm calling from.
Do you think we would ever shop at a dump like...
Well, Michael does. So maybe
we get all of our groceries from Lowe's.
Okay.
Lowes.
Okay. Look, can you just quit being a smart ass and put Michael on the phone?
Michael's not here.
Oh, bullshit, lady.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard me.
Did you just swear?
Yeah, I said you're full of shit. I said you're full of shit and put Michael on the phone this instant.
What is your name, sir? Or do you have one?
I'm a woman, first of all. Don't be assuming my gender.
I'm just assuming your lack of intelligence. Okay, here's the deal.
Well, I'm assuming that you're a total bitch. Can you put Michael on, please?
No. You call this number one more time, next person you're going to be talking to is the FBI.
The FBI?
So, bye-bye.
Oh, you have contacts in the FBI?
It's Noel.
Oh, hey, Noel. It's Richard over here at the post office.
Yeah?
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. One of our work trucks is going to be out there tomorrow in front of your house. And they're just going to be swapping out your mailbox for the new mail delivery nets.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
The new mail delivery system that we're using in the area. Yeah, we're doing your neighborhood tomorrow. So there's going to be a crew out there swapping out the mailboxes.
Wait a minute. You're taking my mailbox?
Well, we can leave it if you want to hang on to it, but yeah, they're going to take it out and then replace it with the new mail delivery net.
I'll shoot anybody who touches my mailbox. How about that?
Oh, you can't shoot people, sir. Come on. Just grow up.
Hey, Richard, try me.
So anyways, did you want him to just leave the mailbox there? Like, you can do whatever you want with it if you want to keep it. Maybe turn it into a birdhouse.
I own it, so...
Since you don't seem to understand this situation, maybe you can just shoot your phone.
That wouldn't solve my problem.
Yeah.
But if I shoot the guy who touches my mailbox,
then you'll go,
solve that problem.
Then you'll go to jail.
It's just a tool, Richard. It's just a tool.
A gun is a tool?
Well, yeah.
Now, tools are for working on things, for building things.
Well, I guarantee you, a gun will work on things.
Yeah, that's a stupid thing to say. Anyways, smartass, the crew's going to be out there, and just, you know, keep your weapon holstered and everything's going to be fine.
You're very courteous, too. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to be courteous, but, you know, you're just over there talking about shooting people like a crazy person.
Right. Oh, I am crazy.
Well, then I guess you'll end up in jail, and then you'll probably end up getting sodomized.
What do you think?
Look, is Lori around? Can I just talk to her? Maybe I can reason with the woman. Somebody that's capable of rational thought.
Yeah, you reach out to my wife, and we're in a whole different league then.
Oh, why is that? You don't allow your woman to speak to other men?
No, I don't allow you to speak to her.
Oh, I don't think she needs your permission. Like, she's a grown woman; she can talk to whoever she wants.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Why don't we meet somewhere then?
Well, how big a boy are you?
Hey, don't call me again, Dick.
Oh, I'm not going to call you again.
Hello?
Hello, Lynn?
Yeah.
Hey, Lynn, it's Richard from down the street.
What about that?
Well, I'm just wondering if you could please quit coming over here and taking my socks off the clothesline.
It's not me. I'm not even anywhere near you.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's what's so strange. You walk all the way over here, and you keep
I don't walk. La, 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 la.
What?
I don't walk. Well, I don't walk. I don't leave my house. I can hardly walk.
Oh, no, come on. I know it was you, Lynn. You've come over here several times, and you just keep taking, like, one sock at a time.
You've got the wrong person. It is not me. Where does he know me from?
Well, this is Lynn, right?
Yes, and?
Yeah, you're the one. I know it's you. I recognize your face and everything on the security camera.
Okay. Hey, yes. I have had myself locked down in my house for over a year because of Corona. I don't leave the house.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I don't even go to church anymore.
Well,
no,
yeah.
I don't. You got the wrong person.
Oh, that's sinful.
What's sinful?
Not going to church.
I can't. I don't want to get the virus. And
well, yeah.
All those people don't wear a mask. Are you kidding me?
Well, I never said that you don't wear a mask. Like, I saw you on the security camera. You were wearing a mask. You know, I appreciate you, you know, taking precautions.
No, I have never. I don't leave my house to walk anywhere.
But it's just the weirdest thing. You keep just taking my socks.
What is your name again?
Richard.
Richard what?
McDykel.
Richard McDykel?
Yeah. And look,
I don't even know who you are, and I don't know where you live.
I know that's what makes it so weird. Like, we don't even know each other. I don't really understand why you keep taking my socks. It's like, what are you doing with them? Are you making sock puppets or something?
Sir, something's terribly wrong. I do not leave my house because of the coronavirus.
Well,
so I'm not walking to wherever you live, and what the hell would I do with a sock?
Yeah,
I got my own sock.
That's what I mean. Like, what do you? And you only take one, so it's like, you have a bunch of mix and match socks.
No, it is not me. You've got the wrong person. I don't know how you even got my number, why you think it's me, and how did you even get my number?
Oh, I just, you know, I looked it up on the webs.
Do you understand? I haven't left my house in almost a year and a half.
Oh, that's what? Completely ridiculous. Of course you've left your house.
And where do I go? Oh, I go to your house and steal a sock. Whoopie doo doo. Where do you live anyway?
I'm around the corner from you.
No, I it's not me. You have the wrong person.
It's
not me.
And then you were getting up on my shed. I don't know what you were doing up there.
How old old are you?
I'm in my 50s. What does that have to do with anything?
Glasses. It's not me. There's no way I can get up on a shed. I'm old.
So am I. I have glasses. I can see. I recognize that it was you.
Let's stop this conversation. It is not me. I haven't stolen a sock. What the hell would I need with your sock?
Hello?
Hello, Thomas?
Yes.
Hey, Thomas, it's Bobson at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Hey, my manager just wanted me to call and ask if the next time you're here doing your grocery shopping, do you think you could please refrain from popping wheelies with a shopping cart?
I think you have the wrong person.
This is Thomas, right? Do I have the right number?
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely you. You know, the last time you were in here, you were just kind of popping wheelies and riding the shopping cart up and down the aisles. And, you know, it was just...
No, I'm afraid you have the wrong person. I'm 75 years old and I don't do wheelies.
Well, sir, it was definitely you. We've got you on the security camera. It's not the end of the world. Like, nobody got hurt, but we're just kind of concerned for your safety. That's all.
No, I'm sorry. You're dead wrong. Thanks for calling, though.
Well, sir, we're just asking nicely if you could please not...
Yes.
Hello, is this Thomas?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Thomas. This is Winstina. I'm the manager down here at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And I believe you were talking to my associate, Bobson, just a minute ago.
Someone called, yeah.
And all I'm trying to do is just make sure that everyone's safe. You know, the shopping cart is not a toy. It's not meant to have someone riding on it and popping wheelies and doing two-wheel motion up and down the aisles.
Can you hear this?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Shauna?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Shauna. It's Richard over here at the postal machine. I'm just supposed to let you know about the work that's going to be done out front to your mailbox tomorrow morning.
What? Say that again?
There's going to be a crew coming out tomorrow. They're just going to be doing a little upgrade to your mailbox.
Okay, and who is this?
What's your name? My name is Richard.
Okay, we didn't request anything to be get done to our mailbox.
Oh, yeah, no, it's nothing that you requested. It's just something that we're doing in the whole area. Yeah, we're just trying out this new mail delivery.
Okay, do you have what's my address?
Well, if I have the right number, you're over there at 99.
And you're going to be doing it to all the neighbors, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's not just you. We're not singling you out or anything. It's, we're getting rid of all the mailboxes, and we're just going to be installing mail delivery nets.
They said they're coming to the house in the mailbox to do something right now.
Yeah. Is that Kevin in the background there?
Yeah, it is Kevin in the background.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, honey, if you want to just put the man on, I can explain it to him.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Cupcake.
This is Kevin.
Oh, hey, Kevin. It's Richard over here at the postal machine. I was just explaining to your wife about the work that's going to be going on tomorrow morning at your house.
Okay, what's up?
Well, they're going to be taking out all the mailboxes in the neighborhood and installing mail delivery nets. It's for the new...
No, they won't be taking any mailbox out of my yard.
Oh, well, it's not just you. It's everyone. Yeah, we're just doing...
Oh, no. I'm telling you, you won't take a mailbox out of my yard. This is going to be a problem.
Well, no, there's...
I think you got the wrong number.
Well, this is Kevin over there on... Right? I think I already established...
Okay, who are you with?
I'm with the postal machine. I was already explaining this...
Who is the postal machine?
Well, we handle all the, you know, the new mail delivery technology, and the only reason I was calling was just to let you know about the work. I think there's some...
Okay, well, I'll be waiting on you. If you want to come try to take my mailbox out, I'll be waiting on you, buddy.
Well, sir, it's not just you. Like, you're reacting as if we're singling you out. We're just doing away with mailboxes.
See, no, you're not doing well with mail. No, absolutely not.
Why? Sir, I'm just trying to explain to you, we have a new way of delivering mail. And the only reason I was calling was just to let you know they're going to be replacing your mailbox with the new mail delivery net.
Okay, what time is that supposed to go down so I can be at my mailbox?
What do you mean? Like, you don't even have to be there. Like, they're just taking...
Oh, no, I will be there. You don't worry. I'll be there.
Well, sir, I don't understand why you're reacting like this. I'm just letting you know about the work. It's for our new mail delivery technology that we're using. It's part of the new... advanced parcel.
Okay, well, for 35 years, mail's been delivered in our mailbox. There is no new mail technology I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it's new. That's why you haven't heard of it, dummy. It's a brand
right,
new.
Right. Yeah. And then I get a random phone call on a Wednesday night talking about redoing the whole entire mail service. So
yeah. Well,
I
no,
think
it's
that's
just
very very suspicious to me.
Okay. Well, you can stop acting like a tinfoil hat weirdo. I'm just letting you know they're going to be out there tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, I will be there waiting. We'll see you tomorrow, maybe.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not going to be there, stupid. It's going to be the work crew that's doing it.
Oh, you calling me stupid now?
Well, okay. Yeah, you're being stupid. Right. Like, you don't.
Okay.
You're acting
all
stupid.
All right, buddy. Well, listen.
I'm not your buddy.
Your company tomorrow.
I'm not your buddy, motherfucker.
Right. Oh, I know you're not my buddy. Okay. I know that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then don't call me buddy then.
Okay. Well, just send your people on out. We'll have a good old time at 9 o'clock in the morning. Sounds good.
What does that
have
mean?
Have a good evening.
Hello.
Hello, Karen.
This is she.
Hey, Karen. It's Winston here in the APCS department.
The what department?
The Aerospace Planning, Communication, and Safety Department here. I just needed to let you know about the work that's going to be done over there on Monday at your house. There's just going to be a work truck, and they're just going to be installing a air traffic safety light up on your roof.
A what?
The new air traffic safety lights that are having to go in, you know, just in the area. One of them's going up on your roof on Monday.
Who? What?
There's going to be air traffic safety lights installed on your roof. You know, it's because there's a new flight path that goes directly over your neighborhood.
And we have no say about this?
Well, no, it's just for safety. Like, you wouldn't want an Amazon drone crash landing on your roof or anything, would you?
And we don't have to pay for this?
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah, it's all taken care of by the Department of APCS.
Just a second. Donald! What? You need to come talk to this guy. What? Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Don?
Yes?
Oh, hey, Don. It's Winston here in the Department of APCS. I was just explaining to Karen about the work that's going to be going on Monday. Did she bring you up to speed?
No.
Oh, okay. There's just going to be a city work truck out there. They're just going to be installing some new air traffic safety lights up on your roof.
No, you're not going to install anything on my roof. Who is this?
This is Winston. I'm here in the Department of Aeronautical Planning, Communication, and Safety. And yeah, they have to put them in because there's a new flight path that's going over your neighborhood. And the peak of your roof is over the, you know, the minimum height.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be talking with somebody more than just a summary phone call. And then all of a sudden you're going to be putting traffic lights on my house.
Well, no, it's not traffic lights. It's air traffic safety lights. You know, it's just like a long metal pole kind of thing. Kind of looks like a flagpole. And then it's got lights all over the top of it.
Yeah, but I don't like that going on in my house. I'd like to know why this is. What's this all about? I need more information. I'm going to call my community.
I can try to explain or answer any questions you might have. But basically, it's just.
Yeah, but I don't. I'm sorry, but I don't know you at all. And yeah, I get a cold call like this, and I don't know if it's a prank call or a real call or what.
Well, I'm not trying to sell you anything or scam you out of anything. I'm just letting you know there's going to be a work truck out there on Monday. It's just a courtesy call. That way, if you're home, you're not, you know, caught off guard when there's people.
Yeah, but nobody's going to put anything on my house without me knowing about it and giving my approval, okay?
Oh, but
that's just the way it is.
Well, sir, but we don't need your approval. It's, you know, for aviation rules and everything. Like, it's all part of the regulations here.
Who is your boss? I'd like to speak to your boss.
That would be Ira. He's in his office. I can see if he's available. I mean, he's just going to tell you the same thing, though.
Who's this coming from? Is this the federal government?
No, sir. I'm here in the Aeronautical Planning, Communication, and Safety Department.
Okay, well, then I need to talk to somebody that put this directive out that I have to have this on my own.
Okay, I can see if Ira's available. Can you hold just for one moment?
Yeah, sure.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, this is Ira.
Hello, Ira?
Yes. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to know what's going on here.
And
how many other houses are you putting these lights on?
Oh, is this Don regarding the air traffic safety lights?
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to be out there on Monday to install those. Did you ask how many? It's just a few houses in your area.
Why does it have to go on my house? There's two-story homes that are taller than me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're going to be getting the safety lights, too, if they're beneath the new flight path.
Why is this coming as a complete surprise to me?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Before today, my house was fine. Now, all of a sudden, you got to put lights on top of it?
Yeah, there's a new flight path that's going to be starting in a few weeks here. You know, there's going to be airplanes and drones, Amazon delivery drones, all kinds of things just zipping back and forth over your house. And, you know, just for safety reasons, we have to put these lights in.
No, you don't. Nobody's going to put anything on my house.
What do you mean? No,
I
yeah.
have a good...
Sir, of course...
Listen.
Sir, of course we do.
This is my house. It's not your house. You haven't told me anything that there's a federal law saying that it has to happen like this. You're just air traffic controller or something like that. And,
no,
and I don't
insulting.
Know you at all. I don't know if this is a prank call or a real call or what.
Sir, I didn't say that we know each other. I'm just trying to answer your questions the best as I can. I don't understand why you're crapping your pants over this. It's for your safety, the safety of your home and everyone in it. And you're just getting all bent out of shape over the silliest of things.
Yeah, I don't want to stick a big old pole sticking on the top of my roof with a light on it.
Oh, you poor thing. You poor little guy. It's going to be okay, honey. It's just like a flagpole. It's not even that big of a deal. Hey, is that Karen in the background?
Yes.
Can you tell her to shut up? Because she's not part of this conversation.
I'm sorry.
Sorry for what?
Hello?
Hello, Don?
Yes?
Oh, hey, Don. It's Ira again. I think we got disconnected there. But anyways...
We got disconnected, yeah, because you told me to tell my wife to shut up because she's not part of this conversation.
Yeah, did you tell her...
This doesn't sound like a civil discourse discussion.
Well, it's hard to have a civil discourse with some prattling woman in the background. Anyways, I think I answered all your questions.
No, you didn't, Ira. What day are they coming out?
That would be Monday. Next Monday.
No one's getting on top of my house.
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah, that's the rules around here. If you don't like it, you can move.
The rules around... You know, I need to be able to talk to somebody about this. I need to find out what...
Well, you're talking to the supervisor of this department.
Basically, all right, can I get your name and phone number, please?
And basically, you're just being a big boner jacket about this whole thing. Like, why would you not want your family to be protected from drones and planes and things?
I am protected. I don't need a pole on top of my... How high does this pole extend?
About 40 feet.
And it's going to be supported on my roof?
Well, yeah, it's going to be bolted in with, you know, industrial wires and bolts and things like that.
No, I'm sorry. Ira, this conversation is getting ridiculous now.
What do you mean? Well, how is it going to stay up there if they don't bolt it in?
You're not going to put something on top of my roof. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not doing it. The work crew is. You're just being stupid now. You're being a big stupid. You're upsetting me. I don't like it. I'm getting very emotional.
Who are you, Ira?
Well, that's a silly thing to say. I'm Ira. I'm the supervisor of APCS.
And where is APCS located?
On planet Earth. In the solar system of the Milky Way galaxy. In the universe. Hey, tell Karen to shut her lip.
Thanks again, Anthony B., for keeping the APCS department funded so we can keep communities safe from drunken airline pilots. Thank you, everyone, for supporting the show. It's coming up on 3 years I've been doing this dumb podcast. Hey, why not call into the voicemail line and wish APCS a happy third anniversary? 404-721-2710. I mean, it's not until July, but whatever. Go do it. Right now. After this song.
Can come to you. Park.
calls. Okay, goodbye.